Okay, today's daf is daf Chavtet. And last year we ended with the gifts that will be sent of these civil or not. So the Maraka continues now, meaning the gifts that after Kiddushin or the husband would send to the Kala's house. And the question was, does he get them back if something happens in between? Or do they either return to something happen? That's what we're discussing. So now we're saying the following case, and it's a bit of a tangent. It says, Chad bar nas to individual shilach le'arusato, his chatan sent to his arusa, sorry. The Esri the Arba Kranot is a gives a change. Minei Chadat. 24 wagons worth of Chadat. Marful says it's like nice, where is it here? Minei Chadat, Minei Peor Chadashim, like beautiful, nice fruit. Okay. Ben Pesach, it was Ben Pesach and Atzeret. Veloit Kishra Baran Rabban didn't find that so difficult. What was there scratching of the head? Ela manan aitik zera de kitan vizetim. In other words, the thing that bothered them was not the generosity or the excessive gifts of an individual gain, but certain products that were amongst this. How does it possible grow already? Now, the reason why we're trying to say this, the Mara Fulda says, why is the Gemara stressing this case? This is trying to talk about, it's an incident to show how incredible the fruits of Am Yisrael are, or the land of Israel is, that it, when there's bracha, if you like, it can produce things so quickly. So certain products that you give, the zera, the kitan, pishtan, and zeitim, that were able to be even still being sent in that time during Pesach and Atzeret. Okay, Rav Preda says, Okir le Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rav Preda wanted to honor, give respect to Rabbi Nasi, and he gave him trei puglin, which is two tznon, like a tznon is a radish, bein reish shata ben Rosh Hashanah and Tzoma, and Yom Kippur. Hava afik shmita, and it was motzei shmita. We've seen this case before once, back in Christmas, as we learned. In Shvi'at, obviously. Vahavi it bon teuna degamla, and it was sound to be there was a large amount that he had. So the Amar Lei Rebbe was a bit taken aback. He says, "Late inun asirin, lav svichin inuhu. What? These are vegetables. We're motzei shmita. How's it possible you have all these vegetables already? Because we know that vegetables are growing shmita also because of svichin, the gzera of svichin we discussed before. What's getting by the end of planting them." So Amar Lei, no, don't worry. You got bapaka here, but afukeb shmita is darun. I planted them after shmita, and they just grew so quickly." That was his justification, explanation. Once again, this is demonstrating the bracha in Eretz Yisrael. And it was based on this, he allowed people to acquire, to purchase Motzei Shmita immediately, these vegetables, and not chashash that it might be. Because again, he's demonstrated that through his experience, he saw how quickly vegetables can grow Motzei Shmita, and therefore, and without having the issue of Svichim, so you can buy a purchase from anybody. We're not concerned that people planted them during Shmita. Okay? Said it. Shchimera. Back to our case of a shchimera, someone who's on his deathbed. Shekatav kol nechasav lachareim, and he gave away all his property. However, shiar kar karka kolshu, but he kept a little bit of land for himself, and then recovered matnado kayem. The matana works. Okay. Now this we've been explaining before. Well, the whole concept of shchimera is someone on the deathbed, if he gives away all his property, everything, doesn't leave anything behind, then recovers. We say, oh, the reason why he gave it all away is because he thought he wasn't going to recover. Now he's recovered. Well, that's not really a proper gift or giving away. But if he left something for himself, then maybe he wasn't like Minastam. We'll discuss this in a moment. But Minastam, we assume that it is all gifts given away because he kept something for himself just in case, thinking he might survive. So then the Matana is Kayemet. Now, what's interesting here that the Mefarshim discusses the Mara Fulda and Pnei Moshe says that here we're assuming that there was a kinyan performed. I'll just show you here. He says, "Manok emet v'imamarin choser v'hu shekano mi'ador." Read the Pnei Moshe. The Mara Fulda is the same thing, but I just like the flow of the well, similarish enough. But I like the flow of the Pnei Moshe. He says, "That's when the matan is dematanat shchivmerah miktsat by a kinyan ben amad ben lamad." Some require kinyan, but if a kinyan wasn't done, then it wouldn't will work. Even in manat. So in other words, in situation trying to say is when does it not chozer if he didn't go away all his property when the people he gave it to did a proper kinyan. Says the stam. That's only if he just started giving things away. But in velo pireshi. And didn't say that I'm doing this now because if he said explicitly the only reason I'm doing this is because I don't think I'm going to survive, then umizan, that's when we start calculating in his head. Meaning, if he didn't say that, it was just dumb. And then we kind of see, okay, we can see from the way he behaved that these were genuine gifts or not genuine gifts. However, if he says, it says, was that all deemed out to ill vishira, maybe because he kept something himself, like governor, like not lamachaim, they wanted to give a proper manabari, hilchach, that's why he needed a kinyan. Aval im natan lo miktzat beferush, if some of them are given over beferush as a matnashchiv mera, in other words, the person says, oi vey, the way the Maharal Pulpit says, he says, vey de li de mei. The guy says, I'm going, make sure I want to give my, I don't know, a chainsaw to my good friend so and so. Like it's clear, quite clear that he's on my chishmerah. Then, firstly, eino tzurich kinyan. It doesn't require a kinyan, proper kinyan, because it's clear it's what's called a mitzvah machmad mita or something like that. I think that's a lashon. And also, the im chaza im amad, if the guy recovers, even if it didn't go away everything, then it's chozer. So I explain it outside. Now, if it's just dumb, the person on his deathbed and giving things away, then we say that, okay, it requires a kinyan, these things, because we don't know what his intentions were. In other words, it requires a kinyan such that if he dies, the recipient is going to receive it. And therefore, if he recovers, then we have a look. We don't know, did he give away everything? If we got everything, then everything comes back to him because it was quite clear he was only doing because he was going to die. If something's left over, then something's left over, and then we think there was a good matanot. However, the person on his deathbed saying, oh, I'm not going to survive, I want to make sure all my property, I'll give it to someone. He's clearly saying this is Mat Mita, he's doing it. Then even if he doesn't give away everything, it's clear from his intent that he was only doing it thinking he wasn't going to survive. And firstly, it doesn't need a kinyan, got the kulos of Manashim Ra. And secondly, if he recovers, then even if he didn't give away everything, he would then have to return it all. Like, well, the matanah wouldn't go ahead. Okay, that's the point. Let's continue. That's just a nuance in the Mishnah that the Mefarshim talk about that I wanted to stress. Okay, as we said, Shimra kol nechasav l'achrim shi'ar kol choshu manah kayemet lo shi'ar kol choshu then eman hakayemet. Now, lo katav. What happens though if you didn't? There was a shtar, it done with a kinyan, but it didn't write the words shchiv mera in it. Right? V'hu amar. And the other person says, well, it was, he says, I only gave it to him in Ashchi Merah. In other words, he says, Shchir, sorry, Shchiv Merah Haiti. I was on my deathbed, he's saying. V'hen Omrim, and they say, no, Bari, it's yours. So, in other words, you've got a healthy person coming over here. They're saying, this star is meant to be getting all this property from you. And he says, oh, well, sorry, that was a Manashchi Merah. And they say, well, it doesn't say it. It doesn't say in the document. You were healthy at the time. It was a Matna Bari. So this is a machlokas. The question is, what's with the shtar? So, v'henu ribari, Remer says that he has to bring a proof that he was a shchiv merah. Why? Because very important for understanding the sugya. As we continue, we go batara idna, meaning we don't know what the story is. This man's standing in front of us, and he looks pretty healthy. The document doesn't say otherwise. He looks healthy now. He's a healthy individual. Batar hashtar. Have the Chachamim Umrim say, no, we don't go Batar Hashta, Ella, we say, Hamotzi Mechavaro, Alav Araya. That you want to take the property away from this individual that says I'm a Shemirah at the time, bring proof that he was healthy. Yafe. Okay? So that's the Machloket. We're going to elaborate on this as we get to the Gemara. The Gemara now says, Shemirah Shekatav Gunach Rav Yirmiyah says, B'Shem Rav, Shiyar Metaltelin Lo Asa Klum. If he left a little Metaltelin, that's not considered Shiyar, meaning some movable objects. Well, that's not considered a shiur such that the matana would be kayam, even if he recovers. Ella hiniach lo ma'ot, if he leaves some sort of money behind, v'lakach karka, and with enough presumably to purchase karka, that can be as if he left a karka kolshu. Okay? So, in other words, that was critical to understand whether if he recovers, everything goes back to him or not. Now, Gemara says, v'data tema lo shiar kar kol kolshu, ein matanon. In other words, that which we say that if he didn't leave any karaka, ein matano matana, and he recovers, not considered a gift and giving away. That's be'oto, change the girsa, she'evri. That's the individual who recovered. Aval im, change the girsa, lo evri. In other words, if he gave away everything and didn't recover, then that's quite clear that hadehi da'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yana asud v'yoshech shiv merah kebari shekata v'natam. Then it's like it was a even if it sounds like it wasn't a kinyan. It sounds like it's the varav shel shchiv merah. What he says is like a matanah bari if it's contractually given over and it works. V'hu shomet, provided that he dies from that otoh choli, that disease he had. Not if he, you know, 3 weeks later he recovered and died of something else. He was knocked over by a car or something. Now, mesukan shechilek nechasav bein b'chol bein b'shabes masha asu asui. So Musukan, some of the, like Shimira, that gave away his property, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, whatever he did is done. And if he was a healthy person, it'd have to be what's called, have to be a shtar, it have to be contractually done. Shichtov bekesef shtar bechazaka. The reason why I have to mention this case of Shabbos, that's interesting that we're branching it now, because it really relates, as the Maharal Fulda points out, to the mission we'll see coming up. Not today, next year, I think. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nitba besafek bibika. So to explain this, we've just seen now the Pinya Rebbe Meir, that where you go what's called Batar Hashta. He's presented the question now in front of us. What does he look like? And Chachamim said, okay, that was what we saw here. That can be applied to another debate altogether. So just to explain, we're going to explain this like the Maharal Fulda. And he explains as follows, that, again, with homosexuality, we're basically this on the subject of Maharal Fulda. You'll see there's a few things today, but the Amram Parashin explained the flow of the Sugi differently. Atul also takes those opinions, but again, we're trying to be consistent with Maharal Fulda. So to explain, we've seen before that Safik Tuma Brushasa Yachid, we've seen this before, if there's a Safik running Tuma in a private domain, we learned this from Sota, if you remember, that person's assumed to be Tame. If it's in a public domain, he's considered Tahor. We've also seen that a field sometimes has a din of private domain, sometimes a public domain. It can change. Why? Because certain times of year, people were able to walk through the fields, and other times of year, they wouldn't. When it was muddy and everything, people wouldn't walk through the fields. When it wasn't, when it was summer, that's winter. When it's summer, then people would walk through the field. So if a lot of people walking through the field, then that's considered Rosh Rabbim. So that din of Safik Tuma in those locations would change. Okay, but importantly, what the Maharal Fulda points out is it really depends even within the summer and even the winter. Meaning prior to the crops being harvested, no one's, the voter's not going to want people to walk in through this field, so they wouldn't walk through the field to destroy it. It's only after the harvest itself. That's when everything's cleaned up. There's no problem you can walk through the field, it's not going to have any impact. Similarly, during the winter, in the beginning of the winter, people walk through the field. It's not muddy yet, but once you get the really shnia, the heavy rains, that's when it becomes, its status changed from the Rabban Shri Yachid. Okay? So the question is sometimes, what if you've got a suffix in terms of what region you're in? So the way the Maharal Fulda is explaining, for example, he knows he went through the winter, but he wasn't sure if it was before or after the rains. Or into the summer, he wasn't sure if it was before or after the harvest. I mean, I'm not sure, I have a suffix regarding Tuma going through this place, like it was a grave there or something like that, but I don't know whether it had a status of Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. Okay? The other Mepharshim keep it very simple. They just say summer is Rabbin, winter is Yachid, and therefore the suffix was regarding summer or winter. But again, the Maharal Fulda says, no, it's within the particular season itself. I'm not sure that he has a suffix. Now, what do I do? So now we're saying that's a machloka Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Chachamim. Why? Rebbe Meir says we go bata hashta. He's coming to you right now. Let's say, like, let's keep it very simple. We're within the winter time. And it's coming at the later winter, and it's already a time where it's now switched from a Rabbim to Yachi because it's got all muddy and wet. So you go Batar Hashta. You say, oh, well, it's wet now, it's muddy now, it's winter now. Look, well, we have to treat you now. So it's Yachi, so you're going to be Tame. Okay? You go by Hashta. Whereas Chachamim say, you've got a suffix, we can't go Batar Hashta. And therefore what? It's actually Machlokes Rishonim, but the Maharal Fulda goes like the Tosfot says, we have to be Machmir. Suffolk, you have to say, you have to treat the person as Tameh. Okay? That's effectively the flow of the Sugya. So that's what it's saying now. Nikma the Suffolk, Rikab, Bembi, Watachama, Bembi, Kashami, Machlok, Rebbe, Meir, Vechachavim. In other words, Bailisha, Bewatachama, Nishalom, Bemata, Bewatachama, Bemata, Kashami, Shalom, Bemata, Kashamim. In other words, we go by what you are at this particular point in time. That's like Shitak, Rebbe, Meir. I'm Rebbe Yochanan. That's provided. Now, I'm pretty sure I've got a little bit lost in the Maharal Fulda, I'll be honest. But I think the Maharal Fulda saying is, if I'm not mistaken, that's provided you're still within the zone that you have the suffix. Meaning, if I'm within winter and the suffix was before or after, whether it's winter, then it makes sense. However, if you're now, the whole winter's finished, I've passed winter and I'm asking a question in the summertime, you don't go about the hashtag, it's too far away. Okay? Now, it's kind of similar-ish, but because the Chazon Ish, the way he explained, they're both basing it on a Tosfot, by the way, different understandings in the Tosfot. It's a complicated Tosfot in Bavli, obviously. But the Chazon Ish, this is where the Askra explains, it says, though, that it's kind of like the same idea, but the question there was bridging I'm not sure if it's the end of the winter or beginning of the summer, or vice versa, right? I'm not sure at the end of the summer or beginning of winter. And that's when you say, Rebbe Meir would say, go back to Hashta, because I have to still be in the realm of possibility that the Hashta could have been the time where I went through it. Okay? However, if I've passed the whole season and I'm like a whole 6 months later, then obviously don't go back to Hashta. It's not relevant. Okay? Now, I think still the meaning is very much similar, meaning even though the Mahfula seems to be working within a winter in terms of bridging either side of, we're not sure which side of the winter is. It's Rosh Yachid Rosh HaTarabim. The way the other Mepharshim explained it, it's like bridging, let's call it summer zone and winter zone, and I'm not sure Rosh HaTarabim coming. So I think at the end of the day, it's very, very similar. And they're both saying you still have to be within the region of possibility, but if it's too far out, then obviously Rebbe Meir said you wouldn't go back to Hashta anymore. Okay, I said it. I think that I just tried to simplify a very complicated piece here, but I think that's the meaning of what everyone's saying. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yada says b'shem Rebbe, Yad Shtarot L'Tachtonah. When it comes to Yad Shtarot, meaning the person who's holding the shtar, and there's a question regarding a detail, then whoever has the shtar and is trying to extract something from somebody else, Yado Tachtonah, he's at the disadvantaged position. Right, the burden of proof is on him. So Gemara says, well, that's fantastic. Why? Because Amarle Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yana, that's our Mishnah. Lamanetahi. Lo katav lashchimera. If it wasn't written specific in the shtar that was shchimera, but who amar the balabai? The person says he was a shchimera. What the chachamim say? Uhamotzi. So that's exactly the point of bal hashtar yadol tachtona. Right? If there's a question regarding the shtar, the person who has the shtar is a proof to the burden of proof is on him. So it's a Rabbi Yana. He was just so excited, and he says he praised him. Hazalim zav mikis, meaning mishmezal zal mikis, someone whose gold is pouring out from his pocket. That's why he explained. Meaning he's referring to Rabbi Yochanan. The bnei al yaluzu menecha. You should not take your eyes from him. So that's two different psukim together. And the Marfulda says explain that Rabbi Yana talked about himself that he should never. In other words, he was so excited about Rabbi Yochanan's saying like showing that this is actually a mufurish in the Mishnah. This position he had that he said didn't want to remove his eyes from him anymore. Right? Amar she'enu, he says, me'necha al Rabbi Yochanan amar she'enu mosrim minegan ena eino. He didn't want to be away from his eyes. I think it sounds like. But that's more amar bini al yozul me'necha al Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, said it. At the urba kamei bar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. Here it's also this sugya has all the way to halacha. There's different ways of explaining this. Again, we're going to Mara Fulda, which is different, but I want to keep consistent. So it says as follows: Ata uvde kamei Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Yosef amar chazaka al ben dat chotmo. So what are we talking about? We have a sorry, I missed a few words critically. Chad tlaya zavi nachsoye, and a tlaya is a young person who sold his property, and that uvde, and there was a question now it was being contested. He was saying he wasn't old enough yet. He wasn't a ben das. He was a katan at the time. So that way, he would be able to basically say the document wasn't a right document. Okay, that's the and the people that had the document are saying, "What do you mean? This is a proper shtar. You know, it's ours." Okay, so it says, "Out of the kamei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Amar chazaka al ben dat chatmo." We have a strong chazaka that al ben dat chatmo, which means that Edim are not going to sign a contract regarding a small young kid. So we have a chazaka that if this is a signed document, it was a proper document, and this katan was already a bar mitzvah. Let's call him that a bar dat, so this ksanti could sell it. Okay. So therefore, who gets it? The people have the shtar. Okay. Rav Yochanan says mikimen shekibal alav lakor nechasim mishpacha alav laviraya. Now, what this sounds like is, and this is why the Pei Moshe explains it, that, oh, no, because they're trying to motzi min mishpacha, take the money away, therefore the burden of proof is on the, who? On the people who are trying to take it, right? And then that sends the sugya in one particular direction. But I'll read importantly the Marfulda. It's mikevet shekibel alav the na'ar la'akor nechasav v'lo machram k'leotzi meaning the na'ar want to take it away from the family by selling it. Aleihem la'vi raya shelo haya ben dat. That whose proof is it on? That they have to prove, the family that is, that he wasn't a ben dat. Okay, so then The assumption is he was a mendat, so who's in a better position? The person with the shtar. So it's hafuch, like the Bnei Moshe. Maybe hafuch, maybe the simple reading, but you'll see how it continues smoothly. V'nishma mizeh, therefore, it's svirle Rabbi Yochanan, but kol ha-shtarot, it seems like shita Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why the Gemara continues, Am Rabbi Yochanan, yad shtarot al elyona. The yad shtar al elyona means that the person who has the shtar is in an advantage, the better position, advantageous position, yeah, the better position. Okay, which is different than the way we explained before. We said Yalal Tachtona, and he says Al Elyona. So that's why it's very nice here, because then it continues Rabbi Yochanan Yad Shtar Al Elyona, which then which is fits in exactly the way you explained the line above it, because Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with that line. Okay, we're not going to confuse it with all the different perishim. We're going to continue now. Rabbi Yossi Bai Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Umar B'Rebi, the Rebbe Amar Yad Baal Hashtar LaTachtona. So then, who then is the author of our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says in the case where it was contested, and he says I was a Shchiv Merah, and the Rebbe Meir says, well, you're about to hashta, you're healthy, bad luck, right? And Rebbe, and it was the Chachamim in the Mishnah. It says Chachamim Omrim Amotzi Mechavaro Alav Araya. Means that the Baal HaShtar is trying to take it out from the possession, so he has to prove that he was in a Shchiv Merah. Means according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, he's not in an advantageous position. So that's why they're trying to say, you're saying, now he's saying, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yad HaShtar Elyona, whoever says HaShtar is in an advantageous position. But then the question is, well, who then are the Chachamim and our Mishnah? That's contradictory what you're saying. You're trying to say it's Rabbi. In other words, Bitmiya, Matnitin, the Tanan, Motzim, Chabor, Ataka, Rabbi, Valora, Banan, Paliga, Rabbi. In other words, like, what are you saying? So the Gemara now says, so by Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Berebi Amar Yadam Chadal. So Amar Le Divra Kol He Yad Hashtarot. Now here is Letachtona. So this is why he's changing the Girsa. So once again, what do you mean Divra Letachtona? Divra Letachtona means that even the Chachamim hold that. So Feyachatonam, what are you talking about? So here is you kind of have to appreciate Feyachatonam. What are you talking about? At the Uvda Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Berebi Yosef. V'amar chazaka al ben dat chatmo v'at amar mekivet shekibal alav la'akor nechasim mishpacha lemishpacha alav le'yiraya. So I think the way the flow of the sugya is, we had the incident and the incident ended. And Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that's because you're Elyona. Then Rabbi Yossi comes into a separate case and says, look, is our mission like Rabbi or not? And he says, no, mission's like Lekulei Alma, the Tzira Chachamim, Lal Tachtona. And then when he comes back to him, he says, but one second, we just had an incident where you paskened Yada'a Elyona, no. That was your position. So, in other words, how can you say then Divra Kol Yad HaShtarot Al HaTachtona? Again, our Mishnah, if you say Motzi Mechavo LaBaraya, the person of the Shtar, the Tachtona, is in a disadvantageous position. However, but in the incident of Maaseh with this young child or this young individual, and they're claiming that it was a Katan when trying to sell the property, you said Yad HaShtar, the people of the Shtar, they're in an advantageous position. So the Gemara says, Amarle, Ana lo merachemid, I didn't say this. No, that's not what you're talking about. So Amarle, Amar b'zivra kem Rabbi Yossi, afilu bar b'yochan ha-michbar, even if you want to deny it, v'lok, it doesn't, v'lok ken Amar Rebbe, change the gerus yad nai b'shem Rebbe, importantly, it was the name of Rebbe specifically, yad baal ha-shtar le-tachtona, the yad baal ha-shtar is le-tachtona, and Amarle, if you remember, this is how we started this whole flow, Amarle v'lav matnite, that is our Mishnah. Now, the way the Mara fully explains it when he says that is our Mishnah means that our Mishnah here that says Chachamim Omrim, HaMotzim Mechavaro, Alav is, in other words, because of Baal HaShtar is Yalat Tachtona, that is Shittat Rebbe. The Mara will just say, Shema Midin Mokim, and you remember, he was like Rebbe, Aval Lo Rabbanan, but not Rabbanan, the Rebbe, well, I think you have to change the skills here. Rebbe Yad Bala Ashtar Al Yelonas. So it's not really, I don't think it means, I think it means, cause, but the Rabbanan Yad, I think it's what the Sphere Lahu should be. The Rabbanan Yad Bala Ashtar Al Yelonas. Okay? The Heyach, therefore, how can he then say that Divra Kol everyone holds it? Yad Bala Shala Tachtona. That whoever has this star is in not that sort of everyone maintains that is on the Tachtona, the most disadvantaged position. Okay, so Ela Chachamim, continue, rather the Gemara says, Ela Chachamim, in other words, when it says Chachamim Omrim, that's got to be Shittat Rebbe. So we conclude the Chachamim and the Mishnah Shittat Rebbe. So we explain, Hadam Rebbe Yochanan Divra Kol Hi, Hainu chachamim dematnitin divrei. In other words, when it says divrei hakol, it doesn't mean lekulei alma. It means the chachamim in our Mishnah. And who's the chachamim in our Mishnah? That's Rebbe. The karelei, and why is it referred to as chachamim? That's because legabi Rebbe Meir, that's divrei hakol. Right? V'chen masik bebavli u'balkis ha'fucha divrei reyanites, which is around differently. So just to summarize once again, it seems to be that really Rabbi Yochanan could maintain Yad Shtara, the Balashtara Yonah, like he paskin in the story, up above. But when he came along and said, kule alma divrei kule atachtona, it doesn't really kule alma, it means shirachachamim and amishne atachtona, that's why we say they have to bring a raya, ha'motzi mechavor alav ra'eya. But that's who, and who's that opinion? That's Shitat Rebbe, like we said in the beginning. The Rabbi Yana said the name of Rebbe Yerashartana, and Rebbe Yochanan says, that's our Mishnah. That Rebbe is the Chachamim and our Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara continues now. Rebbe Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav, Halacha k'Rebbe Meir. The Halacha is like Rebbe Meir and a Mishnah that what? That, well, Yad Balashtar al-Yona, really, and therefore the Shchiv Mera, the individual who claims he's a Shchiv Mera, would have to prove it otherwise. Okay. However, the Gemara now says Shmuel Amar Chilufin in Matnita, and again, this leads the what we're going to go down is Amar Fulda's different track altogether. So it says Chilufin in Matnita. Now, why is Chilufin Mita? Because Ma'al Chilufin Mitnita. So Chavrei Rabba Amar Edim, Chavrei Zir Amar Ein Edim. Now, what's his Edim Edim business? I'll read you now the Amar Fulda. When it says Edim, it says Matnita. It's a Mishnah we learn in Masechet Ketubot. With the Edim She'amru, if Edim come along and say Ketav Yadenu was there. In other words, they're required to substantiate a document. They came along and says, yes, these are our signatures. And anosim hayinu, but we were forced to do so. So therefore, even though they've substantiated the signatures, the document's not a valid document because they're saying they were forced to sign it. Okay, that's a bright in the Bavli, and there's a machloket between Rebbe Meir and Rabban in that situation. Rebbe Meir savar einam ne'emanim. In that situation, Rebbe Meir says they're not believed. Rabban and Savri, no, they're believed. Umafarsh b'Bavli, the Gemara explains that b'hapligi. Rebbe Savar, Mode Bishtar, if people agree that the document was drafted, it was written, Shekatvu, Ein Tzurich L'Kayamol, if Yech Ein Amanim. And therefore, when the Edim come along and say, it's Ashtar, but we were forced, we didn't need them. V'Rabban and Savri, no, Tzurich L'Kayamol, since we needed them to Mekayim the Shtar, and it's dependent on them being Mekayim the Shtar, if they say we're forced, then, well, everything's dependent on men anyway. It's almost like a Pesha Asa or Pesha Etir type of situation. Okay, but importantly, to understand why this is a contradiction, according to Shmuel Mahachit Breit Matni Da'atam Karev Meir, he switches the two shittot. So to make it clear, then it would be Rebbe Meir that holds it, says then Ne'emanim, they're believed. So why is that then a contradiction? Because here we're saying the Edim can come along and say, oh, that's Akhtavia, this is us, but we were forced. Whereas in our Mishnah, we're trying to say this individual comes along, Rebbe Meir says that if he says, I'm a Shchiv Mera, we say, well, prove it. In other words, he's more of a shtar, this is a shtar, but I was forced, well, we say, prove it. So in other words, are they in him or not? That's a contradiction. Again, Edom come along and says, that's Ketav Yadon, but we're forced. Okay, the way Shmuel read that writer, they're believed. Our case, well, the Shchiv Mera is not believed. Very simply, that's a contradiction. However, Chai Zira, the other Tamei Chachamim that weren't as gdolim like the Rishonim, like the, let's call it Tier B, they said, no, Ein Im Edim, there's Ein Im Edim, right? Klum Pligi Ela Ha'edim. So what's this mean, Im Edim or Klum Pligi Ela Im Edim? It says, no, Ein Kan Chilufin, there's no contradiction. Despite the fact he says in the case of Edim come along and says Shtar, that's our signatures. This is the case where Edim Shem Mekayim et Shtar. That's because they'll Mekayim the Shtar. Therefore, since we need them to Mekayim the Shtar, they can puzzle the Shtar. Aval Benoten, this person is giving it over. We're not dependent on him for the validity. So therefore, love Kolkine. How can he still come along now and say, "Oh, I'm passing the shtar because I've said I was I'm not passing. I'm passing the efficacy of the shtar because I'm saying b'shchiv merah." Achanami. So too, it says Achanami Amar Yochan Bababli Bapirkin Bimke Matnita Nahatam Nami Kirev Da'achavei Nechavan. So therefore, Imke So Mini Nahatam. Therefore, there can be shchiv merah, and there's no contradiction. Da'achavei and sorry, Hatam Nami Kirev Merah Da'achavei Inkan Chelufim. There's no contradiction whatsoever. In other words, There's no contradiction whatsoever, because despite the fact in this case, Rebbe Meir says, oh, I'm sorry, you can't claim your Shchid Merah without any proof. In the case of Eidim, they can say, can claim they were Anosim, because we're dependent on them to substantiate the document anyway. Okay, that's a difference. So Amar Rav Acha, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha, Kevan she'amarti lachem lichtov shchid merah v'lo kataftem shkarim atem. That since it sounds like I told you to write shchid merah and you didn't write, then you are liars. What does that even mean? So the Amar Rav Acha says, Hanoten kan nami dami. In other words, the case of our individual is claiming shchid merah, and he says that is equivalent to the case of Edim, and therefore there is a contradiction. Why? Lefish yesh lo tanam aliyata negdo, because he has a good claim against them. What's a claim? In other words, kivan shemarti lechem lichtov shchid merah v'lo katev shkarim ha'edim, or you're liars. Meaning, af agav she'edim atam, you see your edim, af agav she'edim makchin, even though these witnesses come along and say, v'omrim barihu, that it was a matnat bari, or you're healthy, hay lechem lichtov bari, you should have written that I was healthy, kidei kamalech b'shuka, that I was walking the shuk. V'im ken, mima nafshach, the fact that you didn't do so, shelo kadima sitem, you didn't do right. In other words, if there was this precarious situation, you were saying I was healthy, then you should have written I was healthy. And the fact you didn't so undermines your position. Lo amar, and you might think that why didn't you simply say in this context, lo amar, I told you right, lichtov shchiv merah? Because in this context, he wants to say things that will end up being to his advantage, psol et ha shtar, to puzzle the shtar by saying you didn't conduct yourselves properly, you should have said I was a matnat bari. Right, I was bari at the time. Okay, v'im shapir, therefore you see it is a straight contradiction between the two. Again, I'm not 100% sure here, but it seems the way he's phrasing by saying you should have written I was a bari is a stronger claim to passel the edim that were against. They're trying to say you're bari, you actually bari at the time. Okay, and that's so. But the point is that in both cases, therefore, the person whose claim is Shchimera has the capacity to undermine the whole case. Just like in the case of the witnesses that come along and says, yes, these are signatures, but we were Anosim, therefore undermining the substantiation of the document, and therefore Rebbe Meir essentially is believed then. So to here, the Shchimera also has something that's capacity to undermine the whole situation. But unless we say, no, prove your Shchimera, so that's a contradiction. Okay, that's why it's Chalufin. That's why he presents a contradiction with Rebbe Meir. But of course, that is only, just to remember, according to Shmuel's girsa or understanding of the machloket. But as we have the machloket, it's actually Rav Meir and Chachamim are switched, so there wouldn't really be a contradiction. Okay. Right, let's continue. Mitzvah says, if someone is simply giving away all his property, Rabbi Meir says, achad bari achad busukan, whether he is healthy, whether he is gravely ill, if we're talking about land, the kinyan done is done with kesef shtar chazaka. It has to be money with a contract or some sort of chazaka. In other words, you need a proper shtar. You need a proper kinyan. If it's metaltlim, then you have to do meshicha. Now, what that means is that Reb Eliezer is cholek and he doesn't hold by the kulos of a matnas shchiv merah. Even if someone gravely ill, you need a proper kinyanim. That's the point here. Now, amru lo, they said to him, ma'aseh be'iman shel b'nei Rochel, shaitach chola, that she was unwell. But Amrash says, "Tinaten kevinti leviti." I'm going to give my this. It sounds like some sort of jewelry of some sort to my daughter. Vehi bet 12 mana. It was highly expensive. Umeta, and she died. And Chachamim ended up Chachamim kim d'vareha. So this they tried to prove from here. You see that Matash Shimara works. However, his response was, "Amaleh bnei Rochel tik bareiman." That actually all the boys in that family seem to be a bit of let's call it way off the derech, meaning completely gangsters, if you like, and therefore they're rasha'im, and therefore the chachamim made a knas in that situation, so don't bring proof in the case for shchid merah in general. Okay, the Gemara now says, HaMechalech, someone again distributes his property based on his fears. Ad kedun, the Gemara says, Bishehu karko mataltlim among machad. Now, this is Ad kedun, just so we understand, is not actually referring to this Mishnah, it's referring to the sugya in Peah, we've seen it before. They talked about the fact that you can purchase nechasim, agav nechasim, which means that even though when it comes to movable objects, I have to do, in order to purchase it, I have to actually do a mashiach, I have to pull it towards myself. And when it comes to karaka, land, I have other means of doing acquisitions. I don't have to, I can do it with a shtar, I can do it with chazaka, I can do it with money. What I can do is, let's say I have property in a very far-flung location. On that land, let's make it simple, I can sell the land and the movable object can be purchased along with it using the mechanisms that I'm using for karaka. Okay? So the Gemara now says, that don't make sense if the let's say not make sense. I know for sure this works if you've got metaltlin on top of karka itself. What happens though if karka b'machad metaltlin? What if I've got land here and I want to do the kinyan agav karka as well? Metaltlin that are a completely different location. Can I do that? So Gemara says Amar Rabun Nishmani mehagunef in the olden case. Amar lehem Rabbi Elazar Maisa b'Maronia haya shay b'Yerushalayim. There was an individual who was in Yerushalayim. The other metaltlin, he had lots and lots of property. Or, and he wanted to distribute and give it to individuals. Amulo, en lecha takana, you can't do anything. You can't give this. You're in Yerushalayim. All your property is in a far long, up north in Eretz Israel, Meroni, right? And the only way you can do this is if you have karka. Elam ken kanita karka. Masa, what do you do? Halach v'kana sela. He just bought a small, tiny bit of land. Samuch Yerushalayim. Sela's like a rock. So Amar Chetzi said, the northern half, I'm giving to so-and-so, Laploni, v'imo me'atzon, and 100 sheep, u'me'a chaviyot yayin, and 100 barrels of wine, u'mechitzi, and the half in the south, I need to Laploni, giving him the chaviyot shemen, I'm giving him my barrels of oil. In other words, he did in this situation, a king of agav karka, and all that metaltlin were not situated on that rock. They were in a far-flung location up north. So Bama and the incident came and said, what you've done is it works. Now, what's interesting here is it seems from simple understanding that if you do a kinyan agav karka, the metaltlin doesn't have to be on the karka for it to work. But the Gemara is going to challenge that based on our sugya now, because the next few words is Amar Kamea, but what are you talking about? He was a Shiv Merah. And we know with the Shiv Merah, there's a lot of leniencies, but the Metz Hashem will pick on that up on that next year. All right, call to the